The Green River Reservoir and State Park in Lamoille County is one of Vermont's most treasured public waters. Engines are not allowed, so the 653-acre reservoir is a haven for paddlers and campers. Several pairs of loons call the reservoir home, and their calls add to the remote wilderness feel of the place. But the future of this quiet water is in the hands of a small electric utility that controls the reservoir with its dam on the Green River. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the utility has threatened to drain the reservoir unless it can run the dam the way it wants to.
On an overcast late fall day, Jim and Doreen Noyes are out to enjoy their 59th canoe excursion this year on the Green River Reservoir in Hyde Park.
It's our go-to place when we need the quiet and the relaxation and the serenity.
Jan Lewandowski of Standard is another longtime visitor. He's been paddling and camping here for more than 40 years. Lewandowski lists what makes the place unique.
No motorboats. One point of access. In general, it's very quiet. And also, it's very rare to find a lake in Vermont that hasn't got houses all over it. This one doesn't. That's the special thing about it.
The reservoir is indeed a special place. Even though it's man-made, it feels like a remote wilderness lake. Loons nest here, and a bald eagle soared into the air right in front of me when I drove in the other week. And the public clearly loves the place. Head Ranger Ross Bryant says the park saw a record 16,000 visitors this year.
Next year, and if you look at advance reservations, it's pretty much going to be the same. We are 57% reserved for the entire season next year.
Yet the reservoir's quiet waters don't tell you anything about its contentious legal history and the continuing threats it faces. To understand what's going on, you have to remember that a dam on the Green River created the reservoir in 1947. Like most power dams, this one comes up for a new federal license every 30 or 40 years. In Vermont and around the country, the dam relicensing process has provided a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reduce the damage dams inflict on rivers and the natural environment. In general, less water in the river means less space for fish to live and spawn. So in this case, the Agency of Natural Resources has insisted on higher flows in the river. With the reservoir, the agency also wants to limit how much water can be removed in the winter. The utility wants a 10-foot drawdown, but the state says that leaves too much lakeshore habitat, including fish spawning and feeding areas, high, dry, and frozen during a critical time.
Unfortunately, you know, the water quality certification conditions, you know, mandated by ANR, they put the dam and the dam's future at risk.
Penny Jones is general manager of Morrisville Water and Light, which operates the dam. She says the power generated by the winter drawdown is a major boon for the utility's 4,000 ratepayers. That's because the hometown energy is produced at times of peak demand, when electricity is very expensive. Without the drawdown, fewer kilowatt hours would be generated locally, and the utility would have to buy electricity on the wholesale market.
It is not financially possible for Morrisville Water and Light, which is a not-for-profit municipal utility, to operate the dam under the constraints of ANR's mandate.
And if it's not financially possible to operate the dam, the utility has threatened to take it down, which would drain the reservoir.
At this point in time, all options are still on the table.
The Morrisville utility fought the ANR's water quality conditions all the way to the state Supreme Court, where it lost last November. Morrisville lost again in August when a lower court issued a final ruling on the flow conditions. But the legal battle is not yet over. The utility has now asked federal regulators to overturn the state's water quality permit. A decision is expected by the end of the year. Meanwhile, Morrisville Water and Light has hired a Montpelier public relations and lobbying firm to make its case. For the people who love the place, the lobbying and the legal wrangling have gone on long enough. Sally Laughlin heads the nonprofit Friends of the Green River Reservoir.
Friends of Green River wants to work with everybody involved in this to come up with a permanent solution, whichever way that case goes. We just need to have a permanent solution so that there's no possibility that the reservoir would be drained sometime in the distant future. And it's just such a treasure for the state.
Natural Resources Secretary Julie Moore says she'd like to settle the issue also. But she says any substantive negotiations will probably not happen until the utility exhausts its legal challenges. Morrisville wants the state to consider the economic benefits of the dam in its water quality review. But Moore says the Federal Clean Water Act is clear that only environmental issues, not the utility's finances, can be considered in the state's review.
And so far we haven't really gotten to a point where we can agree that's a guiding principle. And so it makes moving beyond that point in the conversation really hard.
As for the utility's threat to take out the dam and drain the reservoir, Moore says that would be expensive for ratepayers and also requires federal and state review.
There is no quick exit, no easy button, regardless of the decision that gets made. And I think it is important that we continue the dialogue about paths forward.
At the reservoir, Doreen and Jim Noyes have paddled back to the shore. They say they're optimistic about the future of the place.
Well, we're very concerned, but we're also very certain that things will turn out okay and the reservoir will be here for a long, long time.
We will be lost without it.
For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.